Leadership is not a popularity contract. Leadership conversations today often begin in a place that feels reasonable. Few people set out to weaken organizations or create confusion. The intention is usually the opposite. Modern leadership language places strong emphasis on collaboration, inclusion, empathy and trust. These are presented as the foundations of healthy workplaces and effective teams. Leaders are encouraged to listen to their people, trust their teams, share power, invite input, and build consensus. The goal is to create environments where individuals feel safe, respected, and able to contribute. On the surface, this feels difficult to challenge. The aspiration appears humane and progressive. Yet, when this narrative is examined more closely, parts of it begin to unravel. Much of today's leadership conversation rests on a widely accepted assumption about what makes organizations succeed. It is a comforting idea many rely on to legitimize how leadership is practiced. The intent is to build organizational structures that are progressive, humane, and mature. On the surface, you cannot argue with the argument, but under scrutiny, it does not hold. What is often being described is not leadership at all. It is the dilution of authority framed in the language of care. Listening becomes conflated with agreement. Inclusion is recast as shared ownership of outcomes. Trust is interpreted as emotional approval. By removing the very essence of the role, leadership is reshaped into something palatable, socially comfortable, and designed to avoid tension rather than carry responsibility through it. In short, a popularity contract. This is not progress, it is regression. Leadership is not about approval. It's about decision ownership. It's about deciding in the present, facing reality as it is, and absorbing consequence while maintaining moral legitimacy through consent rather than likability or agreement. The moment leadership begins seeking emotional consensus rather than decision quality, its function weakens, authority erodes, accountability disperses elsewhere in the organization. Direction slows. The consequences are rarely dramatic at first. They appear gradually and often go unnoticed until momentum has already been lost. Decisions drag out, leaders stall, more alignment sessions are scheduled. Strategies that have already shown themselves to be ineffective are reused under slightly different language. Decision ownership becomes unclear. More meetings, more recalibrations, more refocusing. Disruption is discussed. Data is referenced, yet present reality is not fully confronted and new solutions are not pursued with conviction. Organizations remain active yet fail to move. This is a structural problem, not a cultural one. A widely held belief proposes a sequence that feels intuitively appealing. If people feel heard, they will buy in. If they buy in, execution becomes smooth. If execution is smooth, leadership must be effective. Reality does not follow this script. People can feel heard and still disagree. They can disagree and still be required to perform. They can perform the action while reserving judgment on the decision. This has always been true in environments where responsibility is real and outcomes carry cost. Leadership does not treat discomfort as the enemy. It uses it as fuel for progress. It holds direction in the tension. When authority is dispersed in an attempt to reduce friction, the resulting ambiguity weakens the organization. Decision boundaries blur, expectations lose precision, accountability is diluted across the organization, creating a shared, therefore no one's responsibility, trap. Real-world failures illustrate the problem. Different sectors, different contexts, the same recurring theme. Effort was visible, activity was high, responsibility was diffused, organizations over-indexed on effort rather than impact. Activity became a platform without the burden of consequence. When results finally arrived, organizations found themselves asking who decided. Vagueness is not a virtue, it's a system breakdown. Listening remains necessary to inform the decision, not to outsource it. Input is data, not governance. The assumption that leadership requires incorporating all perspectives into final outcomes misunderstands the nature of entrusted responsibility. Leaders bear the ultimate risk: financial impact, reputational exposure, operational disruption, regulatory scrutiny, long-term strategic positioning. These settle on recognizable leaders. When authority is genuinely held, listening can occur without destabilization. Leaders gather perspectives without surrendering judgment. They weigh insight without relinquishing responsibility. They tolerate misunderstanding without seeking validation. The buck stops somewhere isn't a statement of status, but the price of responsibility. People function more securely when decision ownership is visible. Anxiety is rarely a byproduct of decision making. It's a symptom of a leadership vacuum. Modern executive environments often treat ambiguity as a failure rather than an inherent feature of complex problem solving. Many necessary decisions appear flawed before they demonstrate value. They disrupt workflows, challenge established identities, and reallocate resources that were previously comfortable. Their legitimacy often becomes visible only through time and sustained execution. Leaders who govern decisions through immediate emotional response abandon the longer view. Reactions become knee-jerk, emotion-led, crisis-driven rather than analytical. Confidence erodes. Teams begin favoring superficial improvements over long-term quality. Truthful decision-making is not validated through applause or immediate alignment. It is proven through resilience. A decision holds under pressure. It remains viable as conditions evolve. Longevity, not applause, is the benchmark. Anyone operating within complex organizational structures recognize the recurring moments when choices must be made that will not satisfy all parties. Restructuring, resource reallocation, governance enforcement, program discontinuation, market repositioning, role realignment, rarely popular, still necessary. Leadership's responsibility does not lie in engineering acceptance, but in ensuring viability. Some routes are undeniably taxing. Some demand temporary volatility. Others invite criticism from those most affected by change. Leadership cannot avoid these realities without abandoning its function. Responsibility lies in choosing the path that serves long-term coherence rather than short-term emotional equilibrium. Decision makers are accountable for outcomes, not approval. Every credible leadership position is anchored by accountability that sits above sentiment. Without such anchoring, leadership becomes theatre shaped by optics rather than reality. This dynamic explains why failing strategies persist. Identity protection overrides evaluation. Revisions are postponed because acknowledgement carries reputational risk. Language softens. Agreement replaces correction. Eventually, results arrive. Results speak louder than narrative. Softened leadership narratives carry emotional reward. They allow endorsement without exposure. Organizations appear progressive without confronting power realities. Individuals signal virtue without carrying consequence. These narratives circulate easily because they are agreeable. Leadership rarely is. It involves absorbing critique, holding direction amid skepticism, and maintaining coherence when perception fluctuates.
Authority has become moralized as though decisiveness requires defense and firmness implies severity. Structure is not cruelty. Boundaries are not hostility. Direction is not domination. Clear leadership does not guarantee comfort. It provides orientation. Friendliness is not a mandate. Likeability is not competence. Popularity is not effectiveness. Leadership is not designed around consensus. It operates through consequence. It requires decisions that can be carried forward through time rather than decisions optimized for endorsement. Authority exists not to comfort environments, but to stabilize them. The reality remains simple. The buck stops somewhere. If it does not stop with you, leadership has not occurred.